When it came time to write the Constitution of the United States, a lot of people were just too busy. Workers were working, slaves were slaving, women were just women. But fortunately, there were some people of fortune who had the time, and they wrote it, which was only fair, since they knew how to set it up to protect everyone's rights, including the slaves, or at least slavery. As many citizens are aware, and it's always unfortunate when citizens are aware, the Constitution provided for three branches of government, constantly checking and balancing each other. Boy, things were messy in those days. There are still some checks and balances. For example, if you need a provision put into a law, you just have to write a check to the Congress for $58,000 on average. In these days of patriots versus peaceniks, there's a lot of talk about the Bill of Rights. These alleged rights were actually tacked on by extremist malcontents who thought the government might in some way, someday, threaten some future illegal alien, teenage immigrant, unlawful enemy, welfare mother, combatant, or other. These were the same people who tacked habeas corpus onto the British sovereign, basically your typical girly man conspiracy buff legislators. Folks from the paranoid community need to understand that we're only redeploying, not eliminating, certain rights, and only the First, Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendments, which are, after all, mere amendments. The threat is exaggerated. The right to counsel is guaranteed for citizens, not to worry. If we want to take away your counsel, rest assured, we'd have to take away your citizenship first. As for the chilling effect alleged by certain lawyers, these lawyers need to chill. Just because one barrister gets a mite intimidated doesn't mean they all have to be copycats and run for cover. Oh, big bad brother is after me. These attorneys are actually unlawful legal combatants and should watch their step, though I can take care of that for them as well. People seem to think there's some kind of slippery slope where you lose one right at a time and pretty soon you're in a dictatorship. No, it's either a democracy or it isn't. It will continue to be a democracy, and if you try to confuse the people into thinking it isn't, or into thinking anything, I may be forced to go all medieval on your habeas. The writ of habeas corpus delicti, by the way, gives the detainee the theoretical right to ask, "Why are you holding me?" Isn't that a form of sexual harassment? I say theoretical because, in the framers' day, sexual harassment didn't exist. Or anyway, it hadn't been invented. Law has become quite a bit more complicated since the Earth was formed 6,000 years ago in Kansas. This has been George Shrub, sharing my point of view with you, so you won't need your own.